morning, everybody, and welcome back to B2B Breakfast to Business, where we talk shop, we talk life, we talk advocacy, and we talk real. And speaking of talking real and talking advocacy, today is a very, very special day. Before I get to that, first and foremost, happy Women's Month, everybody. It is that special time of the year where we gather to celebrate women everywhere and put the spotlight on issues that need attention and action to really push the gender equality agenda forward. I have to repeat that. Issues that need attention and action, and that is what we are doing here today. Now, this year, 2023, the International Women's Day, or what we fondly call the IWD theme, actually, is to hashtag embrace equity. You know, I just have to really read the campaign theme from the IWD or the International Women's Day page because it is just too powerful. When we embrace equity, we embrace diversity and we embrace inclusion. We embrace equity to forge harmony and unity and to help drive success for all. Equality is the goal and equity is the means to get there. Through the process of equity, we can reach equality. They even say that equity is not just a nice to have, but is a must have. But we must first know the difference between the two. So IWD says that equality means each individual or group of people is given the same resources or opportunities. Equity recognizes that each person has different circumstances and allocates the exact resources and opportunities needed to reach an equal outcome. That is actually the difference between equality and equity. And so it's so beautiful bringing together these two definitions. So as we actually fight for the gender equality agenda, we also need to know the means to get there, which is really equity. So we repeat, equality is the goal and equity is the means to get there. So the big question is, how do we get there and how do we embrace equity? And that is why we are here today, folks. Today, we are bringing back to the B2B airwaves one of our favorites, our empowerment champion, Juanetta Torralde-Hamlin, to ask her about embracing equity and really pushing for that gender equality agenda forward. As you guys might already know, Juanetta is the founder and president of Team Asia, an award-winning integrated marketing firm that's been creating and sustaining visibility since 1992. Juanetta concurrently serves as chairperson of Hopkins International Partners, Inc., president of the Government Academe Industry Network, and vice president for conventions of the Philippine Association of Convention Exhibition Organizers and Suppliers. She is also the immediate past chairwoman of the Women's Business Council Philippines and continues to serve as trustee. Juanetta is a multi-awarded leader, speaker, trainer, business consultant, everything else. She's super awesome. She's also a fellow of the Institute of Corporate Directors, and she was also named one of LinkedIn's 100 most influential women or Filipinas in 2021. And as most of you might already know, she's my mom. So she's the perfect person to ask about these life's musings. So without further ado, I am bringing Juanetta back to the airwaves. So hello, mom. How have you been since our last check-in?
Oh my goodness. Good morning, Bea, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for inviting me once again onto your podcast, Bea. So what's different with me? A lot more gray hair, and I'm now an empty nester. But we have just finished celebrating our 30th year of being Team Asia. Congratulations to us, Bea. And on the other fronts, I'm quite busy in terms of doing the activities for GAIN, making sure that we have globally competitive talent in the Philippines, and also for the Women's Business Council to make sure that women are supporting other women and giving them a leg up. So there, that's me, Bea.
Thank you so much. But you know, I think that there were a lot of other things that you also went through that really created amazing opportunities for you as well. Let's talk about that Global Woman Leadership Award that you received in London. So how was that experience? How did that feel being, you know, in a company of so many great women across the world? I mean, you had a lot of delegates from across the world celebrating one another. How was that, Mom?
That was a most amazing experience, Bea. feeling validated to be with strong women who have really gone through difficult challenges to be where they are. And yet, here they are celebrating women, other women. So that was great being with that kind of a group. You know, one of the things I learned is it is important for you to surround yourself with people who have very positive impact on you, people that you can look up to because they really bring up the positive in you as well and bring out the best in you. But it's not just that Global Women Leader Award that I received. I'm more excited about the award that Team Asia received from the United Nations Women Empowerment Principles, or UN WEPs. And that is that Team Asia SME Champion for Gender Inclusive Award. Oh my goodness, besting all the other companies in this. I've always said that even Lilliputians like us can do it and can show the world that we can be gender inclusive, because that is truly, truly important.
I know, Mom. I think that when we found out that we won SME Champion for a Gender Inclusive Workplace, I cried. Like I still get emotional thinking about it, because what a powerful award to be, or recognition to be given by the United Nations Women's Program, you know, and being actually recognized as a workplace that really celebrates individuals, who they are and what they stand for, and being, you know, recognized to have a workplace that honors them and makes them feel safe and productive is such, you know, a beautiful validation that we are doing something to change the world, you know, that make people feel safe and happy to come to work.
You know, Bea, that is really actually something very important, being an SME champion, because if you look at the Philippines, actually the statistics show that the majority of businesses are MSMEs, and a lot of them are owned and led by women. And so it's important that we show that we can do it as well. Show the world.
Absolutely. Show the world that, like what you said, even Lilliputians can make a world of difference, right? And in everything that we do. So I wanted to go and talk about this big question that we have actually, Mom, which is, you know, the IWD theme of embracing equity. And we've heard this, right? We've heard this discussion on equality and equity and how important it is to actually see the difference of both words, so that we can all drive that equality agenda forward. So I wanted to, of course, ask you about my life musings about, you know, how important this topic is. So again, the IWD theme for 2023 is hashtag embrace equity. I know I talked about this already earlier, and it's such a powerful page. We really invite everybody to go and search for the International Women's Day page where they talk about embracing equity. It's such a beautiful, beautiful discussion on how important it is. But bringing it to the B2B stage, Mom, why is this topic so relevant in today's world?
You know, let's start with definitions, Bea. I think it's important that people understand what the difference is between equality and equity. Because for a long time, women were saying, I want to be equal, I want to be equal. And then men ask, why do you want to be equal? Right? So let's look at it. Equality is actually it means that people or individual are given the same kind of resources, opportunities. That's it. You're all equal. However, equity is more important, I believe. Because what equity does is it recognizes that each person has different circumstances. And actually, it means that we need to allocate the exact resources and opportunities needed for that person to reach an equal outcome. In other words, let's make sure, I mean, to understand everyone is different. Everyone has different circumstances, but they all want to be the best that they can be. So how do you do that? Let's give them that, embracing equity.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so important for people to know the difference between the two, right? So that we can really dive into action points. Like earlier we talked about, you know, we're not just putting a spotlight on issues so that people can be aware about it, but for us to actually also create solutions, opportunities for us to actually drive, you know, these things forward with concrete action points. It's really important to know that for equity, to embrace diversity, inclusion, making people feel belong and unified, we need to first and foremost know that everybody has a different circumstance in life. Everybody has different needs. And that's just really the reality. I mean, Mom, you have different needs from me. We have both different circumstances. Even if we come from, you know, the same family and we're in the same community and also the same, you know, career path, we are all individuals. And as individual contributors, we also have different needs. But Mom, for you, my bigger question actually is, what do you feel are the most crucial drivers actually in embracing equity? So now that we know the definition, what are the things that we need to actually make it happen?
I think we have to start with information. People need to become aware that people need different things. And for the person himself to know what are the other opportunities that are there for them. Access to information, access to learning and a support system. Like, let's just take me, for example, Bea. You know, I grew up in a family of all women and all of them educators, other than my mom, who's Spanish and was a stay-at-home mom, but taking care of us. So the question was, growing up, that's the whole world that I knew. It was just the school and church. So naturally, that was what I was growing up into and thinking, oh, when I grow up, I'm going to be a teacher or a nun. That's it. Those are my options. But then when I started studying, I learned that, hey, there are other opportunities out there. When I got to college, I realized that I could go into a corporate world. And then when I got that opportunity, a scholarship at AIM, I learned, hey, I could do a lot of other things. So we need to give people access to information, the opportunities for them to get into school, the schools that they want. Why is it that there are not as many women scientists or women engineers? Is it because that there are no opportunities for them, or they're not even aware that it's possible for them to become such? So there, access to learning, access to information. We need for people to just gather together and give them those opportunities. I have been so fortunate, Bea, and I thank God for really all those nuns that the school that actually gave me scholarships. They made me work hard for it, but then it gave me that opportunity. And I thank the sponsor that gave me that full scholarship at AIM. Of course, I had to work for it. But then working hard is something that we all can do as long as that opportunity is made open to us. So there has to be people who will open doors for you. Then also, it's very important, Bea, that a person have allies. What do I mean by allies? You know, young women these days and young men even, they say, oh, we need to have mentors. We need to have coaches, people who will guide us through life. And yes, that is super important. But you know what's more important? You need to have a supporter. You need to have someone who will open that door to you, who will look at the opportunities and say, this person can become this as long as this opportunity is given. And when you enter, for example, a company for the first time and you're a newly graduate, take a look. Who are the people here who I can learn from? Go to them. Get their support. And even at the board level, Bea, when you're already a leader, let's take a look at the different companies. Why is it that we don't have as many women corporate directors, when women can bring so much into the board decisions around the table where all the policies are being made that will make the world actually more equitable? We need more women there. And that's where I feel that we can embrace equity, have more access to learning, to information, to a support system, a collective push from all of us to open those doors and have great allies, mentors, coaches, and most of all, supporters.
Thanks for sharing that, Mom. You know, there's a lot of feelings that came up as you were sharing all of these things. And allow me to process my feelings as I share my thoughts as well, right? Let's just go first into that board level that you mentioned. And it's very important that you share that, you know, statistically, there are lesser female board directors, right? But let's talk about representation. You know, representation is such a big discussion point now, right? If we talk about equity and being able to really embrace diversity, inclusion, honoring and being aware, you know, and doing something about the reality that different people have different needs and different access. It's very important to have folks representing different sectors at the board level. If we are, you know, at the leadership level, because then we are able to create products, services, processes that actually speak to, you know, different sectors and different individuals. And you can only do that if there is, you know, equal representation at the top, right? What are your thoughts about that?
Absolutely, Bea. You know, it's really important to have a different perspective, which people can only bring because they come from different backgrounds. And when you put people together that way, you actually come up with a really rich result. Let's just take, for example, we do conferences, guys. And when we do conferences and we are part of the people who put together the content, we make sure that we have people who will bring in different perspectives into the topic. And when we take a look at the speakers, we say, okay, where's the woman? Where is the representation here? We're going to talk, for example, on leadership. Why is it all men? Things like this. So if we have a board, for example, aside from the conference, let's look at the boards, even at Team Asia itself. When we do our ManCom and we make sure that we have representation there from all the different departments and all the different genders, and that's why I guess we got the award of SME Champion for Gender Inclusive, because we make sure that everyone has a voice. So there, I think that is super important, Beng.
Absolutely, Mom. And just to add to representation and you know, when we ask where is this particular group or particular gender, we actually also talk about our LGBTQIA++, right? Wherein we also need to bring them into the fold, because if we really want to talk about equity and representation, then everybody has to be represented, right? And it's just a beautiful, you know, of having all of these different perspectives, really, you know, aside from it coming out as a rich result, like what you said, it's such a rich and productive output or outcome. For me, it just really, really allows people to see that people can come together to make great things happen. It's not just a few, but it's everybody can come in to make things happen.
I think, Bea, at Team Asia, we're proudly rainbow.
We are proudly
the most outstanding people of all the different colors of the rainbow.
And absolutely,
we make a great team.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more, Mom. Couldn't agree more. Okay, now I kind of want to also talk about the importance of having these discussions at home. You know, so we talked about the board level and leadership and companies, but like what you said, a lot of the things that we need to think about when we talk about embracing equity is also being very respectful and aware of what happens in our individual communities and our homes. And I think that talking actually about the equality agenda and embracing equity also needs to start at home, right? And being able to provide or give access to information and a beautiful support system to our family members and our loved ones when we also want to stand up and change the status quo. And I wanted to just share my own personal experience when we talk about gender equality. This is such a trigger point for me, by the way, like when we talk about gender equality, because, you know, I was raised by an empowerment champion. So when there is an issue in gender equality, it's a very sensitive topic for me, and I become super mega passionate about it. And when you talked about support system, Mom, it really dawned on me that it's so important to have a support system also with your loved ones that will allow you this space to talk about it, and also, you know, inspiration to be able to continue challenging that status quo. I remember this one time that we were talking about gender equality, and I was so worked up about it. And I said during a conversation, you just don't get it. Like, I'm so frustrated, and you don't get why I'm so frustrated, because gender equality, you know. And I couldn't express myself because I was so frustrated about the issues going around, especially in the workplace. And I loved what he said, because he grounded me a little bit and said, But if we don't talk about it and we don't dig deep, how can we change the gender inequality? So we need to navigate through your frustration and allow me to understand you so that we could actually talk about it more. And I realized that to your point earlier about access to information and access to communication, we also have to do our part. And I think I went to you out of frustration and said, how do I do this? And you know, you also told me, we need to try harder in communicating our feelings and our frustrations so that people understand why it is a sensitive topic for women. So what can you say about, you know, support systems also at home and in like embracing equity and challenging that status quo?
You know, let's take a look at a woman. A woman has many different roles. I mean, you're born into the world and you're a daughter. You can be a sister as well, a niece, an aunt. And then later on, you may get married, then you become a wife. And if you're fortunate, for me, I feel fortunate that I became a mom. No? So in all those roles, the question is, how do you perform as a person? Not even talking about being a woman, as a person, how you do the very best. And the way you can really excel and be the kind of person that God wanted you to be there is to have a supportive system, to have someone, a support system around you. I was lucky, Bea, the family I was born into celebrated women and supported women and told us, you know, never take no for an answer. Go for what you want. As long as you work hard, it will come to you. Don't be afraid of challenges. And I think I've imbued those same challenges to you, Bea, and to your siblings, despite all the issues that, you know, the problems that life has thrown, because it doesn't always happen that the first marriage that you get into is going to last. And that's the reality of life, that roles are different. So, and when you finally find out that, you know, you can develop not just as a good mom or a good daughter, or and that you can also become a good leader in the workplace and in the community, it's important that you have a support system behind you as well. I love that Mike was that for me, that he pushed me to be, you know, to be what I can be. Although at the time that I was married to him, I was the one behind him. He was always the front of the house and I was the one delivering on the promises that he made for business, which is what our joke was. But when he died, I realized that I could on my own shine. And when you came into Team Asia, Bea, and became the star, our managing director, young and passionate, then I could see that women really could grow. So it's difficult if, for example, you end up with a partner who does not celebrate life with you. And in many ways, in this society, we have problems about what they say, the Filipino ego of men, where they don't feel as validated if their partner either earns more or gets an opportunity or gets promoted. And in many ways as well, what society has taught women to be here in the Philippines is to always make sure that the man is celebrated. So instead of trying to shine, you put yourself back and hold yourself back, which is not good for anyone. So what's important is for everyone to do their best, celebrate everyone's wins, be there as a support. And I think if we can do that, then more people will be happy. There'd be a lot more fairness in the world and a lot more love and happiness going around.
Yes. Well, you know that song, what the world needs is love. Love, sweet love. No, absolutely. You know, you talked about a very important point, Mom, on what society has taught us. And what you shared is what society has taught women, at least in the Philippines, in our own, you know, experience. I also want to add to that of what society has taught men. Because now, I think about that a lot, you know. So this is how we were taught. And the pressures of being, like what you said, what does it mean to be a good wife, a good mother, a good daughter, you know, a good woman in society? But it's also a question of what have men been taught, right? So I also ask that, like, you know, when it's about being them, being uncomfortable about women earning more than them or providing more into the family? Was it because they were also taught that they need to be the provider and that it has to be them bringing in the money and that, you know, their partner shouldn't be doing? I don't know. I don't know these questions, but I can just only imagine also the pressure that it is also on men. And we have such a beautiful space and time of today's world where these things can be talked about, that we can actually change preconceived notions on gender. And I'm not just talking about the women or the female gender. I'm talking about all genders, the preconceived notions of all genders and the role it plays in society. We need to be able to talk about this, even if it's uncomfortable. So on that note, because you brought in another topic, Mom, I want to talk about inconvenience when it comes to breaking barriers and saying no to these preconceived notions. You know, I'm not sure if a lot of people know about this, but this is a poem that actually our team brought to our attention a couple of weeks back. And it's so absolutely beautiful and empowering. It's called An Inconvenient Woman, and it was done by singer-songwriter Halsey in 2018. So she came out with a poem called An Inconvenient Woman, and it is a very powerful poem that speaks up about how women change things up. It talks about also how women can make themselves smaller or be allowed to be treated unfairly for everybody else's convenience. And that being inconvenient means speaking up about it and saying, no, we have to change this, right? So there was this part of the poem, and we really encourage everybody to look that up. Halsey defines being inconvenient as brutally honest, outspoken, and fearless, goes with her gut, never favors appearance, because who has time for vanity with opponents to extinguish? And don't you think that hint of silver hairline is distinguished? In men, all these qualities, they make you a genius. But if you're a woman, you're an inconvenience. And so it was such a powerful poem and a powerful phrase. And I really want to know, Mom, what were your first thoughts when you first heard the phrase inconvenient woman? I mean, real talk.
Honestly, Bea, I could not wrap my head around those terms, inconvenient woman. So, am I inconvenient to people? You know, we always want to make sure that the world is a much better place because we are in it and we do everything for other people. But then I realized, yes, after I listened to Halsey say her poem, I realized that I have been an inconvenient woman all along. And maybe that's why I am who I am, Bea, right now. And this part about, and don't you think that hint of silver hairline is distinguished in men? And that, you know, in all those qualities, they make you a genius. But if you're a woman, you're an inconvenience. I have had so many people come to me, Nat, aren't you going to color your hair now? You know, you don't look good with gray hair. And I say, why? This is me. This is who I am at my age. I've been through a lot of battles and I am proud of every scar because all of those scars have brought me to where I am loved by the people who I have loved and I have helped become better people. So yes, I have been inconvenient. I have spoken up when it was inconvenient. I still do in many ways. But hey, this is me. So whoever wants me will have me as I am. And that person is going to be the most fortunate soul.
Absolutely. I love this. This is so important for everybody to know and speak up. I love the manifestation, Mom. Absolutely. You know, we are one of those people who have you as who you are, and we are so much better for it, right? And I think that it's very important for us to be able to highlight being proud of who we are and all of the, like what you said, the battle scars. I love that phrase because who has time for vanity when we have opponents to extinguish? I mean, I think that it's so important to just come out as who you're, your authentic self, because your authentic self is so very powerful. And I loved what you said earlier that when you first heard the phrase, it was like you couldn't wrap your head around it. I'll be honest that I also felt like, and you know, our team can speak for it. When she said, oh, Bea, we want to talk about the inconvenient woman. And I was like, why? You know, and I was like, you know, the first thing that I said was like, why do we want to be inconvenient? We don't want to make people uncomfortable. You know, we're in the business of making people feel good, you know, and really, you know, pushing for success. And then like the minute after I said that, I said, no, we don't want to be convenient just to make people comfortable. And then I realized also that if being inconvenient actually was about speaking up and saying no to things that are unfair or that are unequal and all of those other stuff, then we contribute actually to the inequality that we are experiencing today. And so I think that a lot at play here is the conditioning that we have all received about, you know, making people happy by keeping things comfortable, when in fact, we have to speak up to challenge the status quo so that we can make a bigger, better, brighter world for everybody. If we just stay in our comfort zones, then things are not going to change. And if it takes being inconvenient to do that, then we better start being even more inconvenient, so to speak. So, Mom, I asked you this already last year, but I want to go back to it given the theme of embracing equity and speaking up about it, right? So my big and last question for you is, how do you think we can remove the barriers so that we can have an equal world?
Well, let's start by talking about it. Talk about it and then promote it so that more people become aware of it. Bring it into everyday discussion, bring it into conferences, bring it into books, into television, into social media. You know, at the Women's Business Council, well, I was chair of that, we wrote a book called I Am Woman. And in that book, why we did this book was really so that corporate leaders would have a book, a guide to navigate how they can help the women in their organizations become empowered and how they can help be helped to become leaders. And we talked about different things, about what are, you know, what is inclusive leadership, what is inclusive communication, what are policies on women that can give them the same kind of opportunity. And in that book, what I really wrote about, I said, why is it that we have to talk about women leaders? Why can't we just talk about being a leader? When that gets to that point where you don't have to push anymore, let's do this because women have to be given the opportunity, or women need to get this chance to lead a better life or to become a CEO or to become a community leader. The thing is, when we don't have to put the word women anymore and we just call them leader, then that is when we have achieved an equal world. And the only way we can do that is to give the same opportunities, the same levels of support, but the kind of support that a person needs given the kind of circumstances that they are in right now. So there, Bea.
We will continue talking about this until we get to the point of talking about leaders. Leaders, doctors, engineers, scientists, astronauts, teachers, everything else under the rainbow, where we talk about that without gender tacked onto it. And we are going to continue talking about it, making people uncomfortable until we reach that point for sure, because we truly believe in this goal. Ladies and gentlemen, what a beautiful conversation, you know, it has been with my mom. It's always a special time with her because I get to learn so many big things and we get to actually really talk about it. If I were to just sum it up, you know, we talked about two very, very important things. The first one is embracing equity. The goal is an equal world, but to get there, we need to talk about it, embrace diversity and inclusion, make people feel like they belong by giving them equal resources and opportunities that they need depending on the individual and the circumstance. And equity is really the means to get there. We also talked about inconvenient people. I'm not going to say inconvenient woman anymore. I'm going to say inconvenient people. People who are standing up and challenging the status quo and the preconceived notions and gender and the role it plays in society, because we need to talk about these things even if they're not comfortable, because unfair treatment is uncomfortable and we just need to make things happen. Mom, what would be the one thing that you would like to leave our listeners as a food for thought, not only for this week, but actually for the rest of Women's Month? And you know what? Every other single day until we get to talk about leaders, period. What is your food for thought?
I want you to start with yourself. Start with yourself and see who are the people that you can help and what do they need for them to excel. Start at your home, your children, your mom, for example, your partner, your helpers, your kasambahay. Go into the community, go into your work, your colleagues, go into the different networks that you have, go into your associations. Look at each one. Look at each person that you meet and say, what can I do today to make this a better place for this person to open up the doors? Okay? Start small. And if everyone did their part, then there would be a fantastic result. So start on yourself.
Start on yourself and start opening doors so that we can all embrace equity. Thank you so much to our dear Monette Iturralde-Hamlin, president of Team Asia, our women empowerment champion, and of course, my absolutely amazing mom. Thank you so much for your wisdom, for your energy, and for really taking up this advocacy to talk real and to make, you know, people uncomfortable as we make the world a better place, you know, really for everybody else. There you have it for this week's episode of B2B Breakfast to Business, where we talk shop, we talk life, we talk advocacy, and we talk real. We want everybody to start with yourself, open doors, and remember to embrace equity. We must all embrace diversity, inclusion, make people feel like they belong, and really push the gender equality agenda forward, because you are important and equity is not just a nice to have, but a must have. Again, please head on over to the International Women's Day page. We will be sending the link in our description so you can check it out and learn more about how we can embrace equity. And again, as a public service announcement, let us speak up and be inconvenient when there are inconvenient things happening around us as well. Thank you so much, everybody. Happy week. That's it for today's episode of B2B Breakfast to Business with your morning girl, Bea Lim. Please don't forget to tune in to Team Asia's social media accounts to keep yourself updated on these breakfast happenings. Remember to stay safe. See you again soon here at B2B Breakfast to Business. Thank you. Ciao. Breakfast to Business.